Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
The estranged husband of former state Senate President Stan Rosenberg faces multiple felony charges this morning. A grand jury has indicted Brian Heffner on charges of sex assault, criminal lewdness, and distributing nude photos without consent. WBUR's Anthony Brooks has the story.
The charges against Heffner follow a joint investigation by Attorney General Maura Healey and Suffolk County District Attorney Dan Conley. In their statement, Conley said the probe revealed a disturbing pattern of conduct that was not only inappropriate, but criminal. Healey said the indictments send a clear message that we will not tolerate behavior of this kind. The allegations by several men against Heffner were first reported by the Boston Globe. They allege that over the past few years, Heffner assaulted and harassed them while boasting of his Beacon Hill influence. The indictments allege that Heffner, the husband of former Senate President Stan Rosenberg, sexually assaulted one victim on three separate occasions in the Boston area in 2015 and 2016. They also allege that he sexually assaulted another victim in 2014 and later exposed his genitals to him. Prosecutors also allege that Heffner obtained nude photos of another victim without consent and sent or showed them to other people. Former federal judge and Harvard Law professor Nancy Gertner says the charges against Heffner are serious.
So these are felony charges which, if convicted, could lead to state prison time, at least 5 years state prison and possibly more depending upon the details, and being on a sex offender registry when he gets out of prison. But bearing in mind, these again are only allegations, but they're at a very serious level.
In a statement to the Boston Globe last November, Heffner said he was shocked by the allegations, but he wouldn't respond to anonymous accusers. A call to Heffner's attorney last night went unanswered. Heffner is now separated from Senator Stan Rosenberg, who tweeted yesterday, "These are serious charges," and he said he had faith that the legal system will adjudicate the case fairly. Among other things, Heffner allegedly boasted of his influence on Beacon Hill, which prompted an investigation that's still underway into whether Rosenberg violated Senate rules. As the Heffner controversy deepened, Rosenberg stepped down as Senate president. In a statement yesterday, the acting president, Harriet Chandler, called the charges deeply disturbing, and she thanked the victims for their tremendous bravery in coming forward. So did Attorney General Maura Healey in her joint statement with D.A. Dan Conley. They say the investigation into the allegations against Heffner continues, which former Judge Nancy Gertner says is an effort to strengthen their case.
One person's word against another, it's more difficult to prove. On the other hand, multiple victims tend to corroborate each other. We've seen that in the Me Too movement, for example. So they're clearly looking for other people to come forward here.
Heffner is scheduled to be arraigned April 24th in Suffolk County Superior Court. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Anthony Brooks.